producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On Friday, President Obama came out and said, quote, people feel like the world is in crisis because of the media. A very simplistic statement. Partially true. The public is scared to swim because they think great white sharks are eating hundreds of people a day, not five a year. People are afraid of jihadis that are being protected by the government and allowed to attack the United States, but statistically still one of the rarest forms of death. But the mainstream media doesn't hype people up to scare them, say, about glyphosates in the water, causing, on record, the massive increase in breast cancer that literally kills hundreds of thousands of people a year in the Western world alone. What the mainstream media is not doing is actually letting people know how globally the world is lining up for the type of events we saw in World War I and World War II, but magnified because of the changing technological landscape. I've been talking about this a lot the last few years, this big quickening that was coming, this geopolitical crisis. We'll have increased warfare, increased terrorism, increased asymmetrical warfare, increased financial instability, increased racial and religious tensions, increasing financial crises, environmental crises, because the political class has made the decision to exacerbate those problems and then pose as saviors to supposedly cure those problems to only gain more power. And there's been a mix of that throughout history. There's been different types of elites, some incredibly wicked and evil, some altruistic, as everyone knows. But this time, there's a perfect storm of delusion and decadence and arrogance, not just by the elites, but by the general population of the planet as well, that is creating a witch's brew, perfect storm cascade. And I say I've been talking about this for a couple of years. I've been talking about it for 20 years on air. Just about 20 years in about a month. At least 20 years I've been on air. But I've been talking about it intensely for 18. But even more intensely the last two. And suddenly you see the British Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon and all these other major systems saying prepare for it as well, that it's an inevitability, not just a possibility. And by and large, the Pentagon and Ministry of Defense and police departments and others are not guilty really of anything when it comes to creating the crises. They are then tasked with cleaning up the crisis, which again is another power grab for the establishment. But it's kind of like a billy club going upside your head or a baseball bat for no reason. It may not be guilty itself, but it doesn't matter. It's still the instrument of the destruction. And our biggest problem we face as a species is the complexity of the world and the fact that the establishment has created such centralized compartmentalization. You add that to a decadence cycle that is obviously intensifying. We're in the very bottom of a decadence cycle, that if it cascades into a deeper cycle of decadence, it will just be beyond Rome before its collapse. We're already getting there. But we could bottom out, have a soft landing, in my view, and get out of this, and really have a new era of prosperity and freedom and learn from our mistakes and get a Nineveh-type reprieve. But it's going to take some Jonas out there who are willing to go out and get the public to be aware of what's happening to turn this around.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look,
Ebola outbreak spiraling out of control. That's a quote. Going to get worse in the very near future. U.S. prepares for Ebola outbreak. Cases may exceed 100,000 by December. The numbers are really scary. The deadly contagion continues to spread. And I'm going to say it again. They had major scientific reports out 2 years ago in major scientific publications confirming African studies carried out by the West where Ebola is airborne. It is airborne in sneeze droplets or spit droplets, sinus droplets, and has been transferred between pigs and monkeys. through the air. And it's believed from the beginning it comes from bats flying around, basically crapping in the air, excuse my French, and that people and animals are breathing it. But you got to have it go directly in. There's a spectrum of airborne. You've got stuff that can live in the air for a long time, like fungus and things. It can live weeks, if not months, sometimes longer. They believe the curse of the pharaohs, where so many explorers go in and discover a tomb and then 2 weeks later are dead from respiratory problems, or you can have multi-thousand-year-old deadly fungus in there that our current population is not prepared for and has never experienced, so it's lethal. Now, that's airborne when you've got 3,000-year-old fungus killing people. Ebola only survives a matter of seconds unless it's in microscopic nasal fluid or lung fluid being coughed up into the air. But I've seen very little mainstream media coverage of this. I know Paul Watson wrote about it a few weeks ago. We probably need to write about it again and just say, why won't the media point out that Ebola is beginning to go airborne? And it appears to be mutating and becoming stronger. They've said that. It now gestates or goes through its incubation period over a much longer period of time, allowing it to spread much more readily before the symptoms show up. It's a very big deal. Though news on Ebola virus has been muted since two American healthcare workers were admitted to U.S.-based facilities last month, the deadly continues to spread, according to the World Health Organization, with more than 40% of all Ebola cases thus far have occurred in just the last 3 months. You understand that? Well, that's of all time, suggesting the virus is continuing to build steam. Physicists at Northwestern University in Boston and other researchers are trying to figure out how far Ebola may spread and how many people around the world can be affected. Based on its findings, there will be 10,000 cases by September of this year, and it only gets worse from there. We're going to be talking about that some today. But don't worry, Bill and Melinda Gates have been working on a vaccine for it. And let me tell you, if Ebola goes really airborne and starts killing a bunch of people, I would want to take a vaccine, even if it was risky, to try to protect myself. The problem is you can't go to certified evil government and certified evil organizations that have been caught not once, not twice, but thousands of times jacking with vaccines and other medicines. Then they always go, you people are anti-science. Why, you can get artificial immunity from vaccines. No, we know that. We're not Fred Flintstone. In fact, you're playing on the ignorant public out there. We read the inserts on the polio vaccine, on the hepatitis vaccine, on the Gardasil vaccine. We know all of them kill a percentage of people that take it, all sorts of autoimmune disorders. We know the anthrax shots they gave the troops in three different rounds killed hundreds of them, sickened tens of thousands. It's all on record that A, they don't care what's in the vaccines, and B, they're putting things in them. This is a government, I'm going to say it again, that for 47, 48 years gave black people vaccines that were really syphilis. And first, when Tuskegee broke, they were like, we let black people have it and then let them spread it and didn't treat them. And then it was like, we actually let some of them, actually contract it. We would give it to them. And then, actually, it started with, we had to have a controlled sample, so we would give it to the blacks in the local clinics. It was just unbelievable, folks. And the reason the scientific technocrats did that to black people, poor Appalachian whites, and Native Americans was because they were poor and nobody would listen to them. The globalist, the eugenicist, would have done it to everybody if they thought they could get away with it, and now they do. In fact, it's mainly upper middle class people that run out and get their daughters the multi-$1,000. It's over $1,500 last time I checked. Three round Gardasil shot. And all these soccer moms drive up in their Mercedes. They take their daughter in. And they get the first round, and then the girl's in bed for a week with a headache and blood on the brain and, you know, loses 10, 15 IQ points. But mama takes them back in and slams them again. And then usually by the second round, they have such bad epileptic seizures that a lot of moms get smart and don't give them the third round. And it's a goodly percentage. It's a small percentage, but it's a good percentage that end up dying or having autoimmune disorders and epilepsy, narcolepsy. I know people who went and got the Gardasil, women, who now can't drive because they have narcolepsy. And then one of the women I know two women that have told me about this, that I've known for years. Another one now is developing epilepsy at, like, I think 34 years old. No epilepsy in her family. It's not genetic. I know two talk show hosts in Austin that took the H1N1 vaccine 5 years ago, and both of them got their hands and feet totally numb. One of them, the feeling hasn't come back 5 years later. And they went to their doctor, and the doctor said, oh, yeah, you've got Guillain-Barré from the vaccine. And this talk show host, I've been on their show many times, I'm not going to even say their name. I told them not to take it, and it still happened. In fact, I ought to try to get that talk show host on and just debate him about it. Because a lot of times people, once something bad happens to them, they double down again, believing in the system. And within this whole vaccine debate, it's just a case point example for everything else, because we know fluoride causes massive IQ reduction, sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men and boys, increased pancreatic cancer, increased bladder cancer, bone cancer. I already mentioned that. Just literally hundreds of things. It's just absolutely, it's the worst thing you could take that doesn't kill you pretty much immediately. And there's hundreds of other chemicals that they add under the name of fluoride, and it's a fact. It's an absolute, total, incontrovertible fact. And I know all sorts of Democratic Party elites here in Austin through a family connection, and they will literally laugh at you and pour tap water and say, I love my tap water. They've done studies. It tastes better than bottled, which all those studies are completely fake. It's come out. I mean, we've gone out with real filtered water versus tap water. Almost every person wants the filtered water and says it tastes better. But it's a religious sacrament. It's a religious belief in the state. And that's what Obama and Joe Biden and John Kerry, we've got to get these clips together and put them all together. And they say, believe, keep the faith, stay with us, stay with government. It's not some bad tyranny around the corner. Believe in it. It's going to deliver. Keep the faith is a Catholic saying. They are now reduced to literally saying, keep the faith, government is the religion. And for people that believe in the system and have worked in it so far, it has delivered. But it's also delivered an empty, soulless culture of dependent people, both in the governing and corporate, but also welfare class. It's created a system based on fraud and graft and connections and insider deals, not on real production. We're going to talk about the cloud coming up, that if you can hack the cloud, you can get, if it's the Apple cloud, I think they were saying just the United States, there's something like 70 million people on it. People are always saying with my iPhone, you want to be on the cloud, you could store more photos and videos. I'm like, no. I don't want people having access to that. Oh, you only think about tech. So now Kate Upton and the rest of them, and the Hunger Games lady, their naked sex pictures and stuff are reportedly, I didn't go look at it, one of my friends did, and he said it's pretty wild. the Kate Upton stuff, a bunch of it. And, I mean, what did you think? You stored videos with your boyfriends and stuff that you shot on the cloud up on big, giant, basically NSA servers. And then you thought those were safe.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
Here's what's happening.
You that build all the bombs.
Humanity has developed unbelievably powerful technologies on so many fronts that are being turned towards control, turned towards social manipulation. And according to DARPA, who invented the internet and set up the modern infrastructure we live under, within just a few years, devices are coming out where they won't store data natively or very little. You'll be forced onto a cloud-like system. Cloud computing, headed up by Amazon, Google, and Apple, Oracle, Cisco, and others, openly admits that they're co-housing their servers with the NSA and the CIA, and that Microsoft has basically been part of the intelligence combine since its founding, along with IBM. So when I talk about hundreds of stars having their photos grabbed by a hacker who was able to break into the Apple cloud, it's a fact that these systems make us insecure, not secure. All you had to do was get into the cloud, search by their names, find their accounts, and download it. And I have nothing to hide on my cell phone. It's like photos of my children and sunsets and things like that. But if you don't turn off the function, it geolocates every photo. It tells people where you're at when you take a photo if you tweet it, if you don't go remove that function. Imagine what that does for thieves and criminals and governments. See, and it was all built just like, if you go back more than 15, 16 years ago, MIT, DARPA, the Department of Transportation, and the same thing in Europe and Asia, all standardized, would have these big meetings in London and Chicago and Sydney and Tokyo. You could go read the minutes of the public meetings about how there'll be surveillance robots on every street corner and drones and armored vehicles, and everything you do will be up on a big cloud, and they'll be able to control your speech in real time. And how all the cars would have a standardized GPS tracking to tax you and track you by the mile. And then I watched them phase it in, put the boxes in the last 5 years globally, and now they're passing regulations to make it the law to tax you by the mile. Just, it's all happening. And I'm going to say it again, all premeditated, all decided by global governance corporate boards that are unelected. Just like the Trans-Pacific partnerships, the North American partnerships, the EU partnerships all start as trade deals, and then pretty soon they're running the countries and the countries have no power. And then what does the EU and global governance model do when it has control of you? Paul Watson did a video report on this yesterday that is very powerful that I want to get and play in the next segment. EU to ban toasters and vacuum cleaners because of, quote, global warming. And put a tax on all the others you buy at the store. Now, why would they do that? Because it's about control. If they can tell you that you can't have a vacuum cleaner, I mean, they're cutting them down where the vacuum cleaner won't even clean. They can push you back to the Stone Age. And in government districts, get a load of this, they get waivers on it. It's about controlling technology at its source. It's about setting precedents that we tell you how big your toilet is, what type of light bulbs you get, how big your yard can be, how many kids you can have, where, how many times you can go on vacation, how much beef you can have. This is all their planned-opolis model on record from their own words, where from cradle to grave, social workers will run our lives. And it's here. And it's premeditated. And I get up here on air and say, don't let the Department of Transportation or Obama, with an executive order, start the forced taxation of cars by the mile. And people just say, that doesn't exist, it'll never happen. And we'll never get Obamacare either. We'll never, ever see Obama just legalize all the illegals by fiat. Already done it. We have to wake up that we have bad people who have bad plans for us and our families in charge. I'm going to come back and just go through huge news on the Middle East. Absolutely huge. Where Al-Qaeda is basically attacking all over the world, from Pakistan to Somalia, from Egypt to Iraq, And now they're saying they're getting ready to hit Texas. We'll break it down straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For new listeners who may have tuned in for the first time in Los Angeles or Oklahoma City or other cities where we have new affiliates, I am trying to bring hope to the situation, but the only hope we have, I'm not trying to be scary or negative here, the only hope we have is realizing in our gut and in our minds intellectually, deep down, that the social engineers that are running our globe, the technocrats, have it out for us on record and have built the civilization that we're living in. They basically hijacked what our forebears built, what we built, and they've built into it multivariate, multifaceted Trojan horse systems of domination, degradation, control, physical and mental illness. They are carrying out a soft kill war developed by British, German, and U.S. eugenicists more than 100 years ago. If you don't know what a social engineer is, if you don't know what eugenics is, it's what governs everything, not fantasy football, not tailgating. And I like a good tailgate with some brisket and a cold drink as much as anybody. But that's the average man's god, is just go to work, make money, go home, watch TV, watch SportsCenter, have a good time. Okay, well, then don't have kids then if you have that attitude, okay? Because they want to shoot your kids up with a bunch of poisonous vaccines. You're being socially, genetically, and mentally manipulated. The GMO kills the lab animals in every major test out there or mutates them. You're living in a science fiction movie is what I'm trying to get across to you. Not my opinion. And they kept saying drones will replace all military by 2025. And now they're like, oh, by 2020. Oh, now by 2018. See, they always tell you it's coming off in the future. Then suddenly today, the headlines hit everywhere. Humanoid robots to hit the stores. Japan unveils fastest two-legged robot in the world. Those stories are up on drudgereport.com and they're on Infowars.com. But that's what we're talking about. It's all just being rolled out now by, oh, gee, well, you know what? We are watching everything you do and controlling it. But Homeland Security's lost track of 6,000 foreigners on student visas who were listed as dangerous. And now a British company is invading the U.S., with crowdsourcing political campaigns where they claim it's all grassroots, but they'll push with the media, the ones they want to promote, to even give more money. And Obama has come out and said, yes, Democrats, average Democrat, give us money, and then you will outdo the special interests. No, they'll just take your money as well. Joe Biden has come out and said, we're going to play the clip coming up, let's take America back. You know, when Republicans or libertarians say that, they claim it's code for racist. Of course, if you say death panels are horrible and point out where they are in the bill, they go, that's racist too. But see, that's 1984. When they use that term, it's okay. Take America back. The Democratic Party has run this country since its inception. The Democratic Party basically founded the Ku Klux Klan. The Democratic Party runs this nation. The Republican just plays second fiddle as a placeholder and fake opposition. I mean, you are the president. You've had the Senate and for a while the House. You've got the governors. You've got everything. So you do run things with the dollar devaluation and the corporate welfare and the society breaking down. And the idea with their lean forward, that's a Leninist Karl Marxian, even predates Lenin, but that's a Lenin slogan, lean forward. This is how dumb they think you are. Your children belong to the state. You didn't build your business. Lean forward. It's just, for anyone who studied history, this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen. It's Twilight Zone. And the scientific dictators openly write in their own books. They do this because it works. We follow the same patterns over and over again. So I'm just basically here watching us go over the edge of a cliff, watching the preparations for civil war, watching the preparations to let Al-Qaeda, now rebranded IS, attack the United States and Europe, and then they'll just build up the paramilitary forces and the police, and then point them at gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, the Tea Party. And I told you that 12, 13 years ago. I told you that 6 years ago. I told you that a month ago. You now notice it's all happening. Because I've learned their algorithm. I've learned how the globalists operate. 1 year ago, over 75% of Americans, we have the polls today, Steve Watson wrote an article about it at Infowars.com, where almost 80% of Americans, depending on the poll, some were higher, but I say 75, 76, that was the average poll, was a bunch of them, was against aiding Al-Qaeda in overthrowing Syria because the narrative got out through this show and through others and then Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, and others that we don't want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. The military rebelled. And that was a magic moment. I just got chills. I really did. A magic moment. Where when they finally called that off and General Dempsey went and said there's going to be a military rebellion, we will not back Al-Qaeda, I cried. And I rarely cry, folks. I literally didn't boo-hoo like somebody died. It was tears of joy. I was smiling in the car, leaning on the steering wheel, driving in traffic, racked with the joy that we could be a moral nation again. We could turn the tide. We'll never be perfect, but try to be good, try to be honest, try to be on the right side of history. And it was such a Death Star destruction level event, I cried. Bigger than when we got the secret UN documents, and it's really all about carbon taxes and eugenics and destroying the third world. When we got that secret document that was confirmed to be authentic, and we basically broke it here on the air with Lord Monckton, I didn't cry. I actually had the guys go get champagne. We had champagne on air. And you watch, that crippled their whole carbon tax operation that's still alive, but barely. It was like the Death Star blowing up. I mean, I know you're excited when your team wins the finals or semifinals or wins the Rose Bowl or what. I understand. But when we're toe-to-toe against eugenicists sworn to destroy us and we have major devastating victories against them, I want to celebrate them. The enemy is not going to celebrate these victories for us. It is a celebration that we reach 20 million people a week on all the different platforms we have. It's a celebration that we dominate Boxy and Roku and iTunes and hundreds of other platforms that we're on where people can vote with, you know, just clicking a true vote in the market of ideas. I'm not bragging about us. I'm giving you the good news. It is a true victory that so-called alternative news sites that were called tabloid and all this other bull by dinosaur state-run media are now the dominant media in their constellation. And by that, together in our groups, promoting liberty, promoting real news, real ideas, doesn't mean we even all agree with each other. An Infowars.com, a WorldNet Daily, a DrudgeReport.com, a Blaze, whatever. Even though none of us are perfect or have all the answers, together, the marketplace of ideas, the listeners, the commenters, the people, the guest, is creating a alternative to the establishment that is closer to reality by light years than what the establishment's putting out, who's trying to deceive. I was on the elliptical for 45 minutes this morning, and I was watching MSNBC monitoring state-run media, literally, and it is a chore. It was work. With the audio off, just reading the text, because if I look at the fake, narcissistic confidence faces they're making that they get coached on, those dumbed-down masses just looking confidence, all that matters, with their victims that, you know, that watch them. So I read the text. I don't look at their faces because to watch them premeditatedly perched on the public, feeding on everyone, makes me want to throw up. But I was sitting there and just seeing how they do it. Well, this is going to make Latinos mad. Obama is going to wait till after the midterm elections. He promised by the end of August to take executive action, to legalize them by fiat, and to stop deportations. But he didn't do that. Well, it's probably a good calculation because we can get more done later, you know, if we don't do this. Within that 30 seconds, was just every word was a lie. Everything they said was a prepositioned propaganda point to reassert other mindless base propaganda. First off, the idea that if you're a, quote, Latino, set to be within 5 years the majority in the United States, already the majority and under the age of 15, it's your country. You really want it to be socialist or globalist? But they, if you want to take it from a racial position, it's your country. You understand that? But see, they can sell, oh, No, it's your country when you sign on to gun control, socialism, and open borders with a collapsing Latin America that everyone's trying to flee. So here, let's turn it into that completely. Let's politically adopt what did that there. Devaluation of the currencies, paramilitary police, it goes from there. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, just right down to Z. Number one lie, see, every two, three words was a lie. Latinos are going to be angry because, again, reasserting repositioning, reapplying that if you're, quote, Latino, we're going to tell you how to think, and you are going to support the Democratic Party, and you're going to support the North American Union, and you're going to support an open end to this country with whatever we want to do into the North American Union that's a bunch of foreign offshore globalists wanting to totally destroy us on record. And then they went on to say Obama isn't going to act like he said he would, because that was all a feint. They already acted in January, legalizing almost all the illegals, 5 years to even 3 years to 5 years to even have a deportation hearing. Totally fake, just legalizing whoever can come here, loading them on government-paid-for buses, and shipping them to Democratic Party facilities where the Democrats get $6,000 to $7,000 per group of three people to be put in each house as a new form of income to the churches and Democratic Party operatives to literally house and sponsor the invasion and then set up another house with that new group within 1 year to then bring the next phase in to those homes, and then you get another home and you move them in. And that's the plan, and no one can even see it happening in plain view. A military asymmetrical program. Within 5 years, it will empty out the populations of Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. Mainstream news. That's the Congressional Budget Office looked at Obama's amnesty plan that he's done by fiat, would empty out the entire populations of three Latin American countries, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. The boldness. This is 21st century warfare. And it's to bring the country down and turn us into something like Guatemala, politically. And the elites are all in big government districts, armed fortresses, while we're all out here literally bankrupt on our knees. But don't worry, there'd be government handouts just enough to keep you under their control, like Chavez in Venezuela. Whew. I mean, you talk about diabolical precision. Now, I'm just giving you 30 seconds of one thing I sat there, and I watched almost an hour, 45 minutes of it. And I had to see the drug ads, and I see all the programming. Now, they think we're so disconnected from reality that they're saying imminent terror attack in El Paso at Fort Bliss. We're sending our reporters there right now. It could happen within days to weeks. Prepare for it. Going to happen, and the border is wide open, and they've basically sealed the base. Feds warn of imminent terror threat on U.S. border. Sources say ISIS operatives will use vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices in attacks. And again, if an attack comes, it'll be a real attack, or it could be provocateur, it could be totally staged, and they just claim some ISIS group and have some NSA, you know, or FBI-produced video come out, as we've caught them doing before with the CIA, putting the government logo, the Pentagon logo, in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, with the grandson of the former head of the ADL, who's Jewish, supposedly commanding Al-Qaeda. I mean, why does anyone even buy this? It's just so ridiculous. And so that's what we're facing, is they may drive in some crazy jihadis right across the border with a dump truck full of, you know, 2 tons of C4, and it blows up a third of the military base, like the Beirut attack on the embassy. You got an area of the U.S. embassy overrun and taken over in Tripoli. You got U.S. drone strikes in Somalia, targets al-Shabaab leader. Scores killed as Boko Haram insurgents overrun Nigerian town. 5,000 flee for their lives. War propaganda works. Large majority of Americans now want military action in Syria and Iraq to, quote, take out ISIS. But all they're going to do is end up guaranteed bombing, quote, other people, too. We think the Iraqi government fired a missile. We think Assad did it. And the public's so dumb, they'll go, yeah. That Assad, when Al-Qaeda has been there for 4 years attacking him. Here's that story by Steve Watson. War propaganda works. Large majority of Americans now want military action in Syria, Iraq. Complete turnaround on attitudes from 1 year ago. And it's a 180 turn in the polls from 70-plus percent being against it to the other way around. Some polls 60% to 20. So there you go. Meanwhile, get this. In the UK, if you say you don't like open borders, they will come and arrest you saying it's a thought crime. I'm not kidding. Look it up. If you say the word homosexual, they say that's hurtful. And they will have you arrested like Robin Page, the BBC presenter. But the jihadis are allowed to be on TV calling for blowing the government up. UK government proposes forced de-radicalization of returning jihadis. Proposals agreed by Conservative Party and Liberal Democrats to give them a training course when they come back. I'm not joking. They come back from chopping Christians' heads off, blowing up churches, blowing up non-radical Muslim mosques, and they don't, we're going to give you a government course. That's because they work for them. The head of the 7/7 bombings that came out was MI6. The U.S. FBI even admitted that on Fox News. Okay? It's run by the globalists. I'm trying to explain that again. And when they build up a police state to fight Al-Qaeda here in America, ISIS, it will be used on the American people, period.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Government openly run by foreign banks. Alex Jones here back live. Thanks for joining us. Who publicly gives weapons and support to Al-Qaeda to to attack Assad, to attack Egypt, to attack Libya. And the jihadis are so out of control, they go and attack the U.S. substation and kill the ambassador. Our military is ordered to stand down so that Al-Qaeda can get the three warehouses of weapons, including at that one warehouse, folks, they believe over 10,000 MPATs. Another 5,000 they got other places. 15,000 surface-to-air missiles. Can you imagine what Al-Qaeda can do with 15,000 MPATs? One person with an MPAT could create an airliner disaster. You blow them up on takeoff or landing. And these guys have 15,000 of them. And our southern border is wide open. We broke, folks. And I'm ashamed to even say that for our country, that InfoWars had to do it, that they pull up in buses in from Mexico. The Border Patrol is ordered to load them on buses. Democratic Party operatives come and give them their vouchers to go anywhere in the country they want to the safe houses. It's such a joke that when I fly, they want me to take my shoes off, go through a naked body scanner, but on record, it was released 2 weeks ago, the illegals have to show no ID. They get profiled that they're from Mexico or Latin America, and they go right through. I mean, that is such bull. But, of course, we're chumps. We put up with it, so we will live under it. We're jokes, people. We put up with police checkpoints, police blood draws. Oh, the drunk drivers, we have to get rid of your Fourth Amendment. Bull. And I don't blame the police, even though they're following unconstitutional orders, because that's pointless. Blame the legislatures. Blame the city councils. Blame the feds. Blame the standardization of policing so we have the same policing in the U.S. they have in England or Australia. It's global standardized. The same global cloud, the same global surveillance, the same global NSA, the same global Gardasil. They gave Gardasil in Japan and India, and it killed so many people, both countries banned it. Not here. They double down and go, now all the boys need to take it at age 11. There's no deaths from boys from papillomavirus. 4,000 women die a year from it. That's one of the rarest cancers out of 315 mil people. 4,000 die a year. And usually they have an autoimmune disease like AIDS, and that's how it kills you. You've got to basically have AIDS for papillomavirus. You know papillomavirus strains are in dirt, and so you fall on your elbows when you're a kid in the dirt, and you get warts on your elbows. That's a papillomavirus, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to go take a shot that's known to kill people because, oh, my gosh, there's a sexually transmitted form of it. Oh, my gosh, how scary. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is how stupid it is. Our borders are open. Al-Qaeda is set to attack. Our reporters are going down there to cover it. And when Al-Qaeda blows up Fort Bliss or something or blows up a school, I'm going to lose my freedom. My children are. You are. And the whole end game is about taking your pension funds and running your life. So all of you that go along with this, go play your fantasy football or just say I'm wrong or, oh, that guy's a radical. I'm not a radical. This is all in black and white right now. They are escalating the war with Russia. Of course the Russians have troops in eastern Ukraine. They're battling for their oil infrastructure. And you've got NATO and they're trying to start World War III. And now Putin says he can take Kiev in 2 weeks. Vladimir Putin warns European leaders. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. We're going to take your phone calls, too. Talk about political correctness, though. We can't have any border now because it's racist. It turned out in England that giant Muslim pedophile rings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.